期末模拟演练三 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, where did you go last night?
I went to the hospital to see my friends.
Where did you go last night?
I went to the hospital to see my friends. Number two, do you usually have meals at home?
I usually have lunch at the school dining hall.And I have breakfast and dinner with my family at home.
Do you usually have meals at home?
I usually have lunch at the school dining hall. And I have breakfast and dinner with my family at home. Number three, are you having a good time in Australia?
Yes.I am sitting by a river. It's sunny and warm here.
Are you having a good time in Australia?
Yes, I am sitting by a river. It's sunny and warm here.
Number four. Dad, do I have to wash the car today?
It's Monday tomorrow.I don't think you'll be free.
Dad, do I have to wash the car today?
It's Monday tomorrow. I don't think you'll be free.
Number five. Is Mrs. Green in the teacher's office now?
No, she is talking with her students in the hallway.
Is Mrs. Green in the teacher's office now?
No, she is talking with her students in the hallway.
Number six, why do you walk to school today?
Because I lost my bike.
Why do you walk to school today?
Because I lost my bike.Number seven, is Linda on the farm? Is she feeding chickens?
Yes and no. She is riding a horse.
Is Linda on the farm? Is she feeding chickens?
Yes and no. She is riding a horse.
Number eight.Both Alice and Mary have big eyes, small nose, and blonde hair.
Yeah, they are also tall and thin. Do you know they're sisters?
Both Alice and Mary have big eyes, small nose, and blonde hair.
Yeah, they are also tall and thin. Do you know they're sisters?
B， 请听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍，请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Anna, how was your weekend?
I stayed at home on Saturday, and I went to a music club on Sunday.
What did you do there?
I listened to music in the music club. I really like dance music. How did you spend your weekend, Scott?
On Sunday morning, I went to the library to do some reading, and in the afternoon, I went swimming.
Well, that was nice. Do you know what John did last weekend?
Yes, he stayed at home. He cleaned his room.
I see.
Anna, how was your weekend?
I stayed at home on Saturday, and I went to a music club on Sunday.
What did you do there?
I listened to music in the music club. I really like dance music. How did you spend your weekend, Scott?
On Sunday morning, I went to the library to do some reading, and in the afternoon, I went swimming.
Well, that was nice. Do you know what John did last weekend?
Yes, he stayed at home. He cleaned his room.
I see. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Lily. It's 12 o'clock. Let's eat out for lunch.
Okay. What do you want to eat?
I want to have noodles. I know a new restaurant on this road. They have delicious food.
What else do they have?
They also have dumplings, cakes, and rice.
Sounds good. I'd like some dumplings. Dumplings are my favorite food.
Okay. It's not far from here. Let's walk there.
Let's go. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Lily. It's 12 o'clock. Let's eat out for lunch.
Okay. What do you want to eat?
I want to have noodles. I know a new restaurant on this road. They have delicious food.
What else do they have?
They also have dumplings, cakes, and rice.
Sounds good. I'd like some dumplings. Dumplings are my favorite food.
Okay. It's not far from here. Let's walk there.
Let's go.
Excuse me, I'm new here, and I can't find my way back.
Where are you going?
I want to go back to my hotel, Hua Long Hotel.
Go along this road, then you can find the library. The hotel is in front of it.
Thank you. By the way, can you tell me the way to the post office? Tomorrow, I want to send a card to my friend in the USA.
Take number 3 bus near your hotel and get off at the 3rd stop. The post office is near the bus stop.
Thanks a lot. Excuse me, I'm new here, and I can't find my way back.
Where are you going?
I want to go back to my hotel, Hua Long Hotel.
Go along this road, then you can find the library. The hotel is in front of it.
Thank you. By the way, can you tell me the way to the post office? Tomorrow, I want to send a card to my friend in the USA.
Take number 3 bus near your hotel and get off at the 3rd stop. The post office is near the bus stop.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Angela. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the photos of my friends. We took them last weekend when we climbed a mountain.
Oh, can I have a look?
Okay, here you are.
Who is the girl?
She's Lina. She's from Jiangxi, China. She likes dumplings very much. She is kind and fun. She's popular in our class.
What about the boy?
He's my friend's brother, Ken. This is my friend, Paul.
They look quite different. Ken has curly brown hair, but his brother has straight black hair.
Yes, but they both like art and music. They went to Europe with their uncle last summer.
Sounds interesting. Hi, Angela. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the photos of my friends. We took them last weekend when we climbed a mountain.
Oh, can I have a look?
Okay, here you are.
Who is the girl?
She's Lina. She's from Jiangxi, China. She likes dumplings very much. She is kind and fun. She's popular in our class.
What about the boy?
He's my friend's brother, Ken. This is my friend, Paul.
They look quite different. Ken has curly brown hair, but his brother has straight black hair.
Yes, but they both like art and music. They went to Europe with their uncle last summer.
Sounds interesting.
请听第五段材料，回答第十九至第二十二小题。
In Canada, you can find pets like dogs, cats, in almost every family. People love these pets, and pets are their good friends. Before they keep them at their houses, they take them to animal hospitals to make sure they are healthy. People buy food for their pets from special animal food stores. When you visit their homes, they would be very glad to show you their pets. People in Canada have many reasons to like animals. One of them is, when children grow up, they leave their parents and start their own work and life. Then their parents will feel lonely. But pets can help them. They can be good friends and never leave them alone.
In Canada, you can find pets like dogs, cats, in almost every family. People love these pets, and pets are their good friends. Before they keep them at their houses, they take them to animal hospitals to make sure they're healthy. People buy food for their pets from special animal food stores. When you visit their homes, they would be very glad to show you their pets. People in Canada have many reasons to like animals. One of them is, when children grow up, they leave their parents and start their own work and life. Then their parents will feel lonely, but pets can help them. They can be good friends and never leave them alone.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子。每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容。独白读两遍。
Dear Wang Fang, thank you for your letter. You wrote to ask me about American dinner party. I came to America 5 years ago, and here are something useful. First, It's a good idea to bring a small gift when you go to a dinner party. Flowers are always nice. Or you may bring other things what your friends like. Second, you should arrive on time or 5 minutes late. Don't get there early. If you're going to be more than 15 minutes late, you should call before. At last, it's also a good idea to send a card to thank them the day after. Yours, Rose.
Dear Wang Feng, thank you for your letter. You wrote to ask me about American dinner party. I came to America 5 years ago, and here are something useful. First, it's a good idea to bring a small gift when you go to a dinner party. Flowers are always nice, or you may bring other things that your friends like. Second, you should arrive on time or 5 minutes late. Don't get there early. If you are going to be more than 15 minutes late, you should call before. At last, it's also a good idea to send a card to thank them the day after. Yours, Rose.